Well, Marshall Bailey, I tell you what, we've got a treat coming up, something I think you're going to be interested in. I know you like to bow hunt, and I know Oklahoma and Texas is where there's lots of hogs. Well, Cleon P. Caraway is with us. He's coming up next. We're going to talk about calling hogs, and Cleon makes a call that perfectly duplicates the sound of wild hogs. Cleon, you know what, buddy? I'm very happy to get you with us today, and I was quite impressed with the sounds that these hog calls make that you come up with.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you letting me come on with you.
Well, you know what? What really helped me when we were visiting together, Cleon, is when you kind of walked me through how you effectively use these calls.
Mm-hmm.
People that have still hunted squirrels, any person that's, or deer for that matter, if you're a still hunter, folks, you can learn how Cleon's method pretty easily. Kind of walk us through it, Cleon. Say you're getting into an area with heavy cover, and you've already read the woods. You know there's some rootings and maybe where old boars have marked some trees with their tusks. You know there's hogs in the area. How do you go about getting them within bow or shotgun or rifle range?
Okay. Well, most of the time when I do the hog hunting, it's actually on up in the morning. Late in the morning, they'll move into the real thick areas, and so that I know basically where they're going to be. And I'll ease up in there. Usually my two sons hunt with me a lot. We'll start easing in there. I'll shuffle my feet around in the leaves like I'm rooting around, and you just use your imagination like you're acting like you are a hog, and then you work your way up, shuffle your feet a little bit, you do a little grunt here and there. You mix that up a little bit as you go in. On occasion, I'll put a little squeal to it. A couple of reasons. One, they can hear that a little further out on the squeal. And also it's you're duplicating what happens when hogs are feeding. A little pig get close to a big one, and she'll poke him with her snout real hard, and he'll let a little squeal out. So it sounds, it just puts them at ease. They think, well, it's a group of hogs coming, and they're very social. They'll come right through the thick stuff over there to you, and the little squeal sound about like this. Just mix that up in there with it, and on occasion, I will do a sound that sounds like a little scuffle going on. Maybe a big one's poking one that's more their size, and you get a little bit of a scuffle. Let me do that real fast for you. And that really excites them. And anyway, so you work your way on in, and you're watching for movement. You're being as quiet as you can. You don't want to. You don't want them to know, you know, what you are. You want to go into the wind. You don't want them to smell you or see. You want to spot their movement first, and when you do, of course, you're dead still when that happens, and allow them to kind of come on out where you can get your shot at them. But they're very social. They'll come real often. They'll come right on in when they hear this. So anyway, had a lot of fun doing this, and it works great.
Well, you know, Cleon, it's a different way to hunt hogs. A lot of people, there's very few people that are really masters at calling hogs. You are one of them, and another guy that I've hunted with is good, and I'm practicing. I do a lot of hog hunting and even mm-hmm. some hog guiding hunts. We have some hog hunts that we guide, but mm-hmm. I want to practice and try to get perfect this system. All the calls that you make, you know, I've heard in the woods many times, and I've seen the sows with, say, a couple of hogs are feeding, one gets a little too close to the bigger one, and it'll turn that old snout around and whack that other hog. Sounds mm-hmm. just like those calls, and I know you'd heard those sounds a lot before you perfected your calls, hadn't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been on a really good lease for over 24 years. It's about 1,200 acres on the Trinity River, and I've been right in the middle of those hogs in that river bottom for years, experimenting around with them and having a good time. So,
yeah, you know, a lot of folks listening to us, well, in Nebraska, Kansas, eastern Colorado, Oklahoma and Texas is a huge destination for people, especially this time of year. It seems that half the Midwest comes down to hunt hogs, and they are very, very prolific, and we have a lot of them here. And I've even heard of hogs becoming semi-established as far north as Kansas, you know. So
mm-hmm,
once
mm-hmm.
you have them, it's very, very difficult to get rid of them. But these People like us, we like them. We enjoy hunting them, you know.
I enjoy eating them.
But there again, we don't have to bale hay on a 400-acre hay meadow. They are very destructive. And these calls that you've come up with, whether you want to hunt them for meat or try to reduce their numbers, are very, very effective. And, Cleon, we could have spent 4 hours this morning talking about hog hunting. Maybe you can get back with me again before very much longer, and let's spend some more time. What do you say?
It sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. And Brute Outdoors, brooteoutdoors.com, home of the Brute Box Cooler.